In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It really is a nightclub. It's club.
It really is, yeah. It's a day nightclub. It's a day club. It feels like Vegas for hikers.
It is.
Yeah.
Because I've been to Runyon before, and people were like stop you like mid stride for a picture. Now, bro, yeah. I don't want to be here. Don't stop me, because that makes me closer to just turning around.
Not one of my clients take your picture because they knew you. They took your picture because they was like, this is what I don't want to look like. Take a picture with me and this man right here.
I can make it up the rest
of this mountain.
It was a couple times. They was like, are you Pumbaa?
I ain't never seen a snaggletooth tiger before. Look at that. Take a picture of that.
Tiger.
Are you the horse?
In the wild. Not in the wild. they turn on that Steve Irwin accent and everything. Crikey, here we are. We see a snaggletooth tiger out here. Perched by a park bench, gasping for air. He brought his water bottle, but really, there's alcohol in there because he only knows the nightlife that involves anything but the dentist and obscure places.
He's an albino snaggletooth tiger plagued with freckles.
Yeah. The rare species of the freckled albino snaggletooth unemployed tiger.
Now, why have they been unemployed? He ain't got no job. That's what he said.
I didn't even try to stop that. I just let it happen. It was too good to stop. It was good. Mm-hmm. That was a good one. Dion, bravo for the snaggletooth tiger in the wild.
To hear it come out the car, they'd be like, crikey.
All right. Okay.
All right. Okay, Taylor.
Parallel park on the internet. I can parallel parts, and I can't parallel park on the internet. Shit.
You can't. It took you 12 minutes to park your car.
Yeah.
Nobody should be judged for parking before.
There was a big space that could fit 3 cars, and you chose to park in a compact spot.
Because I misread the sign.
Wait, don't you have a Tesla?
It parks itself. She has 34 cameras.
So why you just didn't use that?
He did. It just took 12. It just took 12 minutes. Went in and it came in on the wrong angle. Had to pull out. Backed up. Was too close to the car. Had to go back out and then winged it around. But then had to like straighten up. So she had to go forward and then turn the wheel and go back.
No, but I'm saying it parks itself, right? You were trying to manually park it.
Yes, I know how to manually park. Yeah, I feel like having a Tesla takes the fun out of driving anyway. Because I like, you know, I like people to when I call about, you know, mechanical problems, be like, oh, it's probably an alternator. You know, like, I like the mechanics and the fun.
Girl, go get you a Geo Prism, okay?
Oh, you don't have an alternator.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So I'm already missing the other technical, mechanical stuff about a car.
I don't want to hear this, Courtney. You don't want a Geo Prism, okay? You just stay over there with your Tesla problems.
Mm-hmm.
I already
talk about an alternator. Where's the alternator, girl? Can you find it?
But I want somebody to call me and say, girl, it's probably your alternator. Nobody can call me and tell me it's probably my alternator.
I was drinking some Perrier. Not Perrier. What's the other one?
This better be important about the story.
Hey Juice. Hey Juice that they give all the horses. Don't close your mouth, Miss Crikey. Okay.
First of all, Hey Juice is crazy, nigga.
Yeah, Hey Juice.
Like, If they had some juice just for horses, just walking around giving horses, hey, nigga, that would be, and the fact that you would know about it says a lot about you.
That's I have a horse, so shut up. They have juice.
I was drinking one of those sparkling waters in the glass bottles, not Saratoga, and fucked around and hit my tooth, like brought it up too fast. And I didn't feel anything at first, but later that same day, I tried to like take a bite of something and the back of my tooth cracked. So I feel it. It's like an indentation. Like I don't know if you can understand what I'm saying, but like where these fingers are back and this is like the how the tooth would normally feel all the way down, but like it goes in. Like,
wait, it's a different side tooth that did this?
You see the chip?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You just you are
need some vitamin D. What is going on?
I'll be outside. I'll be hiking.
No, well, it ain't something. You must have leather skin because it is not absorbing none of that vitamin D. You need to get some pills or something, an injection. I don't know.
I feel like Tahir is crying out for help. You taking enough for a woman who has struck you. Some woman.
You get 0.5 seconds of stutter, Dion. You was like, I feel like you take enough for you.
No, the Zoom was, my internet was bad.
And it was no. Your mouth was bad. Why are
your lips still going?
All right, I was having a stroke. All right, that's what happened.
Yeah.
She said, yeah.
Like you were talking and you started to yawn mid-sentence.
How you doing, man? How you doing, man? How are you?
Wait. Pat, I'm about to bring Pat in, guys. I'm about to bring Pat in, and he's late. So let's give him the business.
This is a regular Monday. This is nothing new.
Patrice,
we don't see him.
Fuego,
there he goes.
Loudress.
Dion, fix your name.
I don't know how.
Oh, hey, to hear do it. To hear you can do it. Click rename. To hear.
What was it? Was it
you just gotta click the ellipses in the corner?
Yeah,
I tried doing that, and it's what it's. You know what? I didn't hit the ellipses. My bad.
It says picture
rename. Okay.
No, in the corner.
I'm doing it right now.
Not you. I was telling Dion he could do it.
Don't be funny, nigga. I know it.
Pipilac.
I know it, man. Damn it.
That's why I tried to help you find it on your own, Dion. Now to hear the name you Pipilac.
He said, Am I right?
No, you're good. Go ahead. Go and go off, sis. Go off. Have your little fun.
You have a really nice house in LA. Like, you have a real job.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you know, because I like nice things. I mean, like,
well, because the rest of us, I don't want to be funny. I was in LA, you struggling. You already know what everybody's apartment looked like.
I don't want to be financially depressed on my journey. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me just be like entertainment depressed.
Listen, I be telling people when I moved out to LA and I was meeting niggas who were like purists, yo, I only do comedy. And I'm like, they pay $15 for spots at the comedy store.
Right.
Nobody pays a livable wage unless you're passed at a comedy club. Other than that, your pay is going to be Monday night, Monday raise at the improv. You will get handed a hot 15 for a 15-minute set.
Yeah.
That's a dollar a minute. Ain't nobody eating off of that. So I'm like, you don't really have jobs?
And you get some nuggets.
And I was like,
nuggets.
What is going on? Nigga Potter over here. What is this?
Sorry, I'm like, oh,
man. It sounded so racist because you said nigger Potter.
I said nigga Potter. My mouth is like this.
It sounded like your Asian side said it. Your Asian side said it.
No, because my chin is on my hands. Nigga Potter over here. What is going on?
Nigga Potter sucked. First of all,
that was very true.
Pat, why are you late? You turned yourself into a dildo and had to figure out how to come back.
Wow.
He put his head down because he don't want to laugh at it on camera.
Dildo. Alaka Rose.
He said, no, it's dildo.
Damn it.
Damn Erectus phallibilis. Erectus, yeah.
Erectus phallibilis. Libius clitoris. It was the Pickle Rick episode.
Oh my God.
He came back. His legs are still, ladies and gentlemen, is our clip for the week.
No. Yeah. No, don't clip this. Internet, yeah. Please.
He's Pat from the waist up. His legs are still balls right now.
All right. Stop the clip right before that.
Yeah. Obviously, Pat, we want it to be funny. We want it to...
Let's condense.
Guys, I got new shoes. Can I show them to you?
Are they leaning?
Oh, boy.
Oh, like the hoofs.
The camel toes.
The hoofs. You probably feel as comfortable as ever, finally.
Teenage Mutant Nigga Turtle.
Yeah. High heel hoof wear. Wow. That is your calling.
It fits your feet.
First of all, I had to say it slow because if I tried to say that fast, my head would explode.
Right.
Wait, neat. How does it? So wait, is the big toe in the one part and the rest of your toes?
Yeah. So they actually sit a pair of socks with it too. So the big toe is separate from the rest of the toes.
Does it feel weird?
Initially, but I kind of going into it. I was expecting that.
Pat said it shouldn't.
Yeah, for it slides right in.
Yeah.
For the stable bash. The stable bash this weekend.
Stable bash with the hay juice. The stable bash.
Smoking stack down there.
Smoking stack.
That was good. I'm letting the good ones fly. I got no comeback when the good ones are there. That was damn good.
Wow.
Well, listen, this is about as good a spot as any for us to jump into the first topic of the day. Before we do, want to give a special shout out to our special guest. We got Hipmaster Lack, aka Mr. Easy to Draw, aka Bars for Days, aka Dion Lack in the building. We also got Courtney Haynes, aka I'm Late for Everything, aka Love to Travel and Almost Get Banned. She's in the building, you know what I'm saying? We also got the OG squad, Meg Scoop, Shoulders for Days, Patrick Cloud, Dildo Daddy, and up to hear more.
Wow.
I'm to hear more.
Your hooves.
Hoovy to hear more.
Side too bad to back, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We're going to jump into this first topic right after this. First topic of the day, we have, would you rather get an alert when your parents are about to smash versus have your parents getting an alert every time you're about to smash?
Man, what's now the alert?
Yeah.
I don't care if my parents, at this age, I don't care. Go for it, old people. Do your thing.
Yeah. You know what, man? Alert. I honestly think when I was writing that down, I was like, would I care? I wouldn't care unless it was like three, four days constant and my mom was like getting it in. I'm like, all right, hold on, bro. Like, what are you doing? Like, this is what retirement is?
You'd be like, good for you, mom. Okay, longevity. Live your life.
See, that you means can't that silence you, ain't them? Never, you ain't never walked in on your parents from smashing.
I sure did not. Know. That's why I don't have them scars.
Oh, you have? I did. I walked in on my mom taking a hot one when I was like 9.
Taking a hot one. Is
taking crazy. A mean throwing it back. They was in my room. And I'm like, why are y'all in here?
Oh, dang.
Here. They were in your room?
It was in my dad. I tell you that.
Hello.
Wait, was your mom with your dad at the time? Like, meaning they were together?
I'll tell you this. My mom really worked on her negotiation skills, and I had every game set that a kid could want.
Oh, how old were you?
I was like 9. She was a hot one too.
It was doggy.
Damn.
Huh?
It was doggy. You said taking a hot one.
This is weird one. that okay. Yeah, she was sitting. It was reverse, but it was sitting up. Like, so it was like.
And you call eye contact with her? You call eye contact with her or him or her?
I came in my door. I was outside. I was an outside kid. So if I'm outside, I'm going to be outside for like 7-8 hours. I came in because I had on pants. I wanted to change it to shorts. I remember that. So I ran in the room, boom. And I see her. Close the door, nigga. Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. Let me get it to go. I was like, yeah. She gonna finish, ain't she?
Yeah, yeah.
You should at least get up and get your shorts for you, or did you have to be hot outside and pissed off with the image of your mom riding dick in your head?
I just went back outside after something like that happens to Shaki, and I ain't want to talk to her right
they
there.
They finished?
If she had got up, you know what I'm saying, and like she got up, hurried and rushed, tried to get over to the door, and that dude's dick is exposed. Right now, this is the image. Now I don't want to see this. So I pulled the door, get back outside. I just sweated my little ass off. You understand?
I think at 9, I didn't even know what the act of sex was.
Right. I mean, Deion, I've hiked and we've shared stories, and I feel like you're lying to me.
Wow. 12, I was pressured in sex.
Damn.
As in, we were all talking about it, my friends in middle school. But 9, I don't think I knew what the act of sex was. I probably thought it was.
Yeah, I would have been like, what's going on?
Right.
What wrestling move is that?
Right, right.
Yeah. 12 is, you're a victim. 12.
Well, crazy. No, it was the pressure of like, you had sex before. I'm like, yeah. It was like that. At and 12? It was like, yeah. My circle of friends. And we all never did have sex. We all kind of like, yeah, you have sex before, right? I was like, yeah. none of us did.
Actually, 12 is kind of late for the forum. Because, like...
I was going to say, like, you're from, like, rural, like, Ohio.
Man, come on, man. I thought we was having a respectful, loving...
Don't niggas have families at 12? And they're, like, doing chores and, like, have a whole LLC?
Yeah.
That's so rude. You over here sharing your trauma and they just did you like that.
Why are you laughing like that now to hear?
Because I chipped my tooth. You know why I laugh like that. Yeah.
Different states have different rules. You know, we're in LA. We're in the big city, you know.
Ohio, you can marry your cousins.
No, you cannot. No, it's in the South. Stop. Come on, man. You close to Alabama than I am.
If your town has a watering hole, you're probably having sex by 12.
A watering hole ain't nothing but a lake or a pond.
It's a defined water.
LA got that.
Oklahoma. A babbling brook.
A well.
Yeah.
If there's a local well, you have a full family at 12
that is
years old.
Crazy. Tahir, did you already know about sex at 9? So you already knew what your mom was doing?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That is
so my stepdad used to get these magazines called Heavy Metal. Right. And Heavy Metal were like adult based content comic books. So this was like anime before anime. Like, I mean, people was getting big fucked in these books. And I shouldn't have been reading it, but he would leave the motherfuckers around everywhere. He obviously was on the subscription, so he was getting them monthly. Then he kept them. And so I knew about sex really early on. I had never performed it until I was 13, is when I lost my virginity. But I knew about sex previously, and he was a big porn. He was a perv. He was a perv. Mm. He left
there. They were cartoons? The comics were cartoons?
Yeah, but they were drawn in, like, Guardians of the Galaxy type shit. So, like,
Did he draw them? And he was like, hey, check this out.
you were reading rough drafts?
Watch this here.
Oh, my gosh. Did your mom know this?
Yeah, I mean, to a certain degree, yes. I mean, yes, you knew that they were laying all around.
She was the star. She was the love interest in the comic book. What she knew about it. Stay still, Geraldine.
This explains so much about you, Tahir.
Does it? Was it?
It does. This is like, this makes so much sense about you.
Yeah, it's a freaky.
Okay, all right. Oh, I can show this part right here.
You gonna show what? No. Come on. Come on, man. My kids watch this podcast.
To hear glasses. He got a bunch of pictures of this porn.
I'm trying to make sure that all the ones that I'm going to share the screen.
Look at them. We can see it through your glasses.
Wait, you have digital versions of these?
No, I just Googled it. And so I was just going to share. I just said I needed to make sure that all the ones that were going to be on the screen were complicit. So this is what Heavy Metal comic, this is what the covers look like.
Uh-huh.
I feel like these magazines have a scratch and sniff.
Oh, wow. You're a sick individual, bro.
So it basically was just, wait, do you think your mom thought they were just regular, like, comic
books? No. She knew what it was. Listen, I'm not here to paint my mom as no saint. All right? My mama was taking dick way back in the day.
What does that have to do with?
Like, your mom is still around, man. Huh? Why are you doing this? Your mom is still around. She can watch this podcast.
So I can't keep it real about my... Me and my mom talk about this all the time. Not all the time, but this, like, we've had conversations.
These don't look like porns.
Huh?
Boy.
They don't look like porns at all.
Yeah,
go through them. They definitely be fighting and fucking.
Oh, so there is some...
Welcome to the jungle!
They're not specifically for like sex.
Yeah, it's not a specific timeline.
Like, man, they're really going in on the design.
it was a wild time, man.
Meanwhile, I'm reading Jet magazine and Ebony on the toilet at home. You over here looking at heavy metal.
Yeah.
It's like right there in a very like easy way to like comprehend it. Like,
hey, man, listen, it was Nick Jr.
Status.
Temples of the, what was it? Temple of the Lost, what was it, Dion?
Lagoon?
The Temple.
Lost Lagoon?
Hidden Temple. Legend of the Hidden Temple.
Legend of the Hidden Temple.
There we go.
Double Dare. And then...
Guts! Do you have it, Guts?
And after that, it would go to the regular cartoons. And after that, I would do my reading with heavy metal.
My reading.
God.
Your childhood afternoon.
So wait, were you and your dad like beating off to the same materials?
Hey, first of all, that's a wild-ass question, bro.
But I mean, that's great.
Great question.
I've never it's usually like a pass on, like, here's the box.
He didn't know that I was looking at him. I was too young to be looking at him. So he didn't know that I was looking at him.
He said, I'm done with these to here. They're stuck together. You can have these now.
There's only even pages.
I never understood. I think it was sticking pages together.
2, 4, 6, 8.
Are you jacking off on the thing? Like,
bro,
it's a lot of gaps in this storyline. Who's this girl?
Jack off and turn the pages. Like, what happens next? Turn the page.
Bro.
That's crazy. Yeah, if he didn't know, you guys were definitely using the same stuff.
Yeah.
In between beat sessions.
Well, I knew when he was done with it, like when he had finished everything, he put all of those in a stack. Like all the ones he had already read, they went to like his reserve, like his stack. So the ones that were around the house, I think were like his favorites. Like when his homies came over and shit, like he'd show them that.
As a group?
Hey, bro, he was a
gather different... around, everybody. Gather around. We're going to read this.
He was a different guy, man. And now thinking back on a lot of this shit, I was like, yeah, some of this shit I can't even tell people because, like, it was photo albums in the house that should not have been accessible.
Oh, my God.
That's wild. I'm sorry to hear. No child should ever have to deal with that.
Is he still around, too?
No, he passed away.
Okay. Oh, you. I thought you incriminated him into some stuff.
No. He passed away. And also, Meg, like, listen, I mean, being exposed to nudity on pictures or in comic books is one thing. I knew homies whose mamas was sucking dick for crack, so I'll take that over that. Anyway.
Nice.
Right.
True.
You just don't know yet.
It's a businesswoman.
Hey, first of all, Dion.
You just don't know.
Watch your fucking mouth.
When Dion fired them shots back, they be...
Dion,
and he does it under the radar. Like, he just kind of, it was almost like a throwaway response. Like,
That's how Dion does, okay?
I think what Dion is trying to say is Dahir's mom was an entrepreneur screwer.
Wow.
That's good, Courtney.
I wish I had more thumbs.
Courtney has the puns. I like that one, Courtney.
Courtney does have some really good puns.
That's hilarious. Entrepreneur screwer.
We be having a good ass time when we go hiking, though. Courtney is a true. Right. I fuck with Courtney. She's a good one, man.
Fuck with you.
I think going back to the topic, I'll be upset if my mom lied to me and said, I'm going to Bible study, and I get an alert like, boop, like, man. Yo, mom!
It'd probably be like a custom sound, like how every app has a different alert sound. And you just like, damn.
Like, she lied to me, man. She went to Uncle Rick's house.
It'd be the some cutting. Like,
hey, does it change your answer if like a streamed audio file starts playing?
Oh god.
But for both options, like your audio file for them and their audio file for you, and you can't silence it.
Hey, if the audio file is attached and I want him, I'll go with my parents. Cause
wait, what?
You want to hear it?
I'm a loud comer. I would think my mom would be embarrassed about how loud I am. I really be enjoying sex. And guys be like, oh, I don't be making noise. No, like, not me. There's a machine.
So they'll just think they accidentally opened like a National Geographic video or something.
Yeah.
You just think YouTube is playing. Like, oh, I left that open. Oh no. I don't know. I think I would have to have their alerts. I'm not sending it to them.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy. That's
yeah, weird. I'd rather just. I'm old and mature enough now that I can just be like, man, hey, do you think, kid?
You hear what I'm saying? Like, hey, hurry up. My son's already gone. Let's go ahead and put it. You're like, no, I had to lie to him, tell him I'm at Bible study. Okay, come on, hurry
come
up.
On, Mr. Charles.
If you're still listening at that point, you're sick. You can just walk it's away.
Like, I wonder how far this is going to go.
Come on, Mr. Chives. Today we going to play Selma. Selma, where are you? Okay, we going to come over this bridge now, Mr. Chives.
What if you get the alert and it shows you the location? You be like, Dion, why are you at the farm again?
Oh, wow.
Why back on me, man?
One cover for Pat, too. I just wanted to get you first before I split the block. This nigga got a couple of them coming, talking about with me and my stepdad jacking off to the same ones. He got a couple.
I mean, that's just what happened.
That's a legit question, though.
I didn't say anything.
Get in here. Look at this third act. Come here. Look at this third act. Woo! Got my socks off. Got my socks off for this one.
Let's go back to back.
Wow. I'm out of tissue. Bring them with you down.
All right, pass me the magazine.
Give me a high five. Give me a high five.
Tag me in.
Other hand. Not that hand. Tag.
Oh, Dion. Wait. Do it, Dion. Do it again.
Oh, yeah. The fusion.
Hold on. You this way?
Yeah. Other way for you.
No, they would be spooning if I didn't go this way.
It went too long.
Oh,
it took too long for y'all to figure it out.
Yeah. It's over. Joke's over.
I'm in the middle.
Your layout is different from mine. My bad.
Yeah, I'm in the middle.
Yeah, mine. I'm smack dab in the middle, and you're to my left.
That's funny.
When physical comedy goes wrong.
Probably should have made that.
Get with the time, old man. Learn technology.
Hey, that's an old nigga's crusty sock on Pat's head. That's
not oh, wow.
They did a circle jerk on the sock and Pat put it on his head. That's all of his favorite gamers.
I'm trying to get in good with the Squadcast wizard.
Commodore.
The coming door.
Wow.
Let's put it to a vote, man. What y'all going with?
I'll get
my parents. Parents.
I'll get the alert for the parents. Yeah. Not there.
Yeah.
Alert for the parents.
All right, alert for the parents. Unanimous on that one. We're going to jump into this next topic right after this. Next topic of the day we have, would you rather pee your pants in public once a week versus poop yourself in private twice a week?
Damn. I mean, public, you could be in a public place that isn't occupied, though, right? Public doesn't necessarily mean crowded.
No, I'd rather poop my pants in private. You know why? Because peeing in public, that requires I got to schedule, like, do I know when this pee is going to happen or it's just random?
And, you know,
somebody has control of it.
I just, you know the hell day. No. You know the day, but not the time.
So that means I always have to like be cautious, like, oh, I can't go nowhere on Thursday. But what if I don't go nowhere Thursday?
Or you could wear some Depends. You know, Thursday is that day. You just wear the Depends.
Oh, so I thought you meant pee on, like you're on your clothes. So I could wear a diaper.
I mean, I don't know how incontinence works, like with the Depends. Like, I don't know if it's like it absorbs a little bit of pee or it absorbs the whole thing.
I mean, it absorbs most of it. If that's like the case, if I could wear diapers, then I pick the pee. Oh, I thought you were just saying like randomly. But dude, you never knew.
Diapers hold full pees?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
they should be able to, right?
Well, then you know what, Meg? If that's the case, then we can't use that. We can't give you the, you know, the day. You don't know the time. You don't know when it's gonna happen. You just don't.
Well, in that case, how about this here? Just don't have no. You don't get to use the Depends, because if you do that, then that obviously, why would anyone choose the poop? Mm-hmm. You have a diaper on, so.
Well, I mean, I would.
Either way, you don't know the day and the time. So even if you have the Depends, you won't be able to use them. So I think that's the better.
Well, that's like a woman. We have to wear pads and like all that kind of stuff. So what difference?
Yeah, but you ain't gonna wear Depends every day.
Yes, I am. If I don't know when I'm gonna pee on myself, well, guess what? My life is. I might as well go ahead and make a deal with Depends. Let me be your spokesperson, because I wear these every day anyway.
Nah, it depends, because the stuff I be wearing, like the tight like bodysuits and stuff like that, I don't want my Depend line. You know, panty lines. We already fighting those. You gotta fight it.
I turn.
Girl,
my bones
it's better than a pee. A P line.
Meg talking like a mom, Courtney. You're not going to relate to her because she's talking like a two-time mom.
You're saying we have to pee on ourselves. Sexy. What do you mean?
Doesn't care about panty lines and shit like that. Like Meg.
But Courtney, hold on. He said you know what day it is.
I know what day. Okay.
Which means that's the day you don't wear your cat suit.
No, yeah. We don't know what day it is, man. We're taking that
off. Oh.
Okay, we don't know what day it could be at any time. At any given time, you could be alone. You could be at a party. You could be anywhere. If it just pee just comes randomly.
Damn.
Fine. I'll just be wearing a diaper for the rest of my life.
Dion, when you start lactating, how do you...
Wow. I was quiet this whole time, man.
Y'all don't know his name was Dion Lactate?
Wow. Lactose.
Just you give a nigga a little Ozempic and they just run their mouth.
No, damn, come on, bro.
Running their mouth. You're out here looking like a mudslide, and you got another talk about him and his lactation.
Like a mudslide.
Why does it just out here? You skinny, but you skinny fat.
Almost hugged your bitch, man. Okay, that one almost pulled it out of me.
This close.
I said, bitch. Hey, listen. Hey, I've never had this happen before. Zoom just said, confirm your speaking language. It sounds like you might have switched to a different language, please.
Wow.
And a quality transcription. Yeah. I've never had that happen before.
Right.
Really? They didn't know you speak Warhol.
You need to go to speech therapy. You need to just go.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I've never had to spin the block that fast because I almost called you another bitch right there. I've never had to spin the block within the same minute.
You know better than to let that come out your mouth.
Zoom picked up horse language. Uh-huh. It's like, do you want to switch to horse? I heard some horses. Would you like to switch to horse?
Yeah.
Heard a little bit of neighing in there. Yeah.
Fuck you, Meg. Fuck you, Pat.
I wasn't going to blame it on you speaking.
Who did that sound? Was that you?
Courtney, what'd you say?
Who did the name sound?
Dion? No. Meg.
Oh, that's great. And Tahir picked it up real quick, too. What I said, you know what I said, Tahir.
Is it what? You said you want a Philly cheesesteak? Yeah, I got it. Oh, we talking about the horses. Okay.
My native tongue up here.
Native tongue.
I swear to God, every like, time I think about my real friend, y'all prove to me that y'all not. Every time I think
we are your real friends.
I'm about to defend you to here because Meg is saying that it's about the horses. I think it's because you just keep chipping your tooth. Like, I mean, a cup see to see you coming.
Yeah.
A cup hate to see you coming. A cup just...
I chipped my tooth again.
That's what it is.
So
what did you chip it on, by the way?
I told you the whole story, man. You weren't listening. That lets me know you're not a good listener. So you
first of all, I came here. It was like half of the story was done.
No, it was not. I went back. I went back. I started over.
Which tooth?
The front.
He was drinking a trough of water out back. And he was fighting with the farm animals.
Oh, here, nom on wood again, Woodchuck.
I went to Deion's house to DJ for his comedy show. All he had was gravy boats to drink out of. I'm not used to drinking out of a gravy boat like nobody is. That's a weird thing to have as a drinking device.
You still chewing them wires to hear. Stop doing that.
He was licking a sugar cube.
A block of salt.
No, good one. You got high blood pressure. Still licking salt.
My blood pressure has gone down.
Now that you switched over to Prina Dog Chow.
Oh my God. It's like back to back.
No.
Bro. It's not even fair at this point. Ain't nobody helping me. Ain't nobody else
getting me. I helped. I said it's not because you're a horse.
Chow is funny.
I heard what you said, Courtney, that was not helping. You were insulting.
You said his mom was an entrepreneur screwer, Courtney.
That is true.
I don't want to be that proud of it. Don't be that proud.
Which is worse than any of the horse stuff, if you think about it.
Fuck you, Pat.
She's talking about your mama.
Your mama heard catching a stray in St. Louis right now. She has no idea.
I'm in St. Louis right now. I'm finna go tell her. I'm finna show her this episode. So let me leave. We gotta go. I'm meeting with her in like 2 hours. We're gonna play Bid Whist and just hang out. And I'm gonna show her this whole video.
Isn't it called Bid Whist?
Is that horse language again?
Bid Whist. You already called it Bid Whist. No, you mixed it up with your cheese whiz. It's Bid Whist.
I don't know I've never seen it written down. I've only had it said to me by my mom.
Right. And you like cheese whiz so much you said Bid Whist.
I thought
it ain't that weird. To hear.
I thought it was bid and your wisdom. So I thought it was
bid. No, whist. Bid whist.
With a T at the end?
Mm-hmm.
What is any of this?
it's an old people game.
It's like spades, but the high card or the high suit changes. So in spades, it's always spade, and bid whist, it changes, I think. I think that's what
it's called. Bid whist.
Yeah. This feels like the 99 cent store of spades. It's like they just try to like a remix of a little generic Dollar General version of it.
Come on, man.
Jesus Christ, man. That was like taking a hayride.
It wasn't that bad.
Like this remix of Ignition, hot fresh out the kitchen, Dollar General.
What? All right. What was the question?
Being your pants a lot going on once a week versus poop yourself in private twice a week.
I'm peeing myself.
Wait, each time. Wait, and I have a diaper in both scenarios.
I don't think you should have a diaper.
You don't know what day is going to come, man. You could try.
Right. But I can wear a diaper in both scenarios is what I'm saying.
I mean, yeah, if you want to, just walk around, puff bootied out, go ahead and go for it.
So if you pee on yourself on Monday, you don't got to worry about it for the rest of the week. But then you don't have to wear a diaper.
I don't know. I think I still might do poop because if it's a diaper and I'm at home, at least I poop right in the diaper and I can take it off immediately, throw it away, and I'm good. Because he said in private, but in public, it just sucks. Because now I'm like, oh, snap. Like, what if I pee and I don't have access to a bathroom immediately?
You chose poop before the diaper was introduced.
Right. And so then I thought about it and I was like,
if you want to just poop yourself twice a week, just say that.
Yeah.
No, but I'm thinking about it. Because what if you pee in your diaper, but you can't go to the bathroom right now or somebody's in the bathroom? You're just literally having to wait around with a pee diaper.
Meg, you look like a blowout person, so I don't think that diaper gonna matter one.
No, first of all, I have my fiber. I'm good. Okay, I don't have none of that.
That's why you're a blowout person.
No, that's loose.
More fiber is gonna.
Those are loose bowels.
What's a blowout person?
Those are loose. That's for you, not me.
Blowout is when there's.
I'm regular. I'm good to go. I don't have them blowouts. You know, diarrhea. I'm good.
Sure. Blowout is when it gets outside of the diaper, Pat, is when
that's
it's
like,
it's such an explosive shit that some of the shit manages to escape the grasp of the diaper. And that's mad.
Too much.
That's mad.
Who does that? Who does that? Why would I do that?
You guys getting these terms. You guys are really shooting right. over 50
it's a
today.
Term. It's a shooting over 50.
Blowout is for children, Pat. It's not for
right. It's a blowout.
That's a children term.
It's a parent term. You know it if you've been a parent before.
Right. Or if you've been around people with kids. You got a nephew.
He never had no blowout around you, Pat?
I don't know what that is. I still kind of don't. I wasn't like, I was half listening.
It's when they poop so much it comes out the back. It comes up out the back.
Oh, yeah. I've seen a photo of it. And it was like, this is why you don't have kids.
Yeah,
right.
Wait, Pat, have you ever changed a diaper like ever in your life?
Not on purpose.
I think I changed one, but it was just pee, and I was like, "Cool," but I'm good.
Did someone like walk you through how to do it?
Yeah, definitely. What? Well, I was just there with some baby that wasn't mine.
No, it could have been like your nephew. Like, hey, watch your nephew elite. You know, I didn't know if it was like that kind of situation.
Nah.
Mm-mm. That is crazy that you are a grown man. You have never really changed a diaper.
That's not crazy at all.
How old are you? You're like 40.
I'm
and
35.
Then
some
that's that rounded up. Like you're that. Basically 40 and you've never changed a diaper.
Okay.
Some
if I'm 55.
Don't be around kids like that, man. It's this thing. They have a restraining order. They can't be in schools.
Yeah.
You know, some people.
That's absolutely not why.
Yeah.
No. He's dressing up like this wizard, jacking off.
Here's Waffle Fails. Get out of here!
Now, on all fours, I almost got you.
I'm not participating in this one.
Please let me change your child's diaper. Oh, please.
Yes?
Oh my gosh.
Nick fuck that, Meg. He had it coming for all the shit he said. He got a lot of good horse jokes off, okay? He said me and my dad were beating them all back to back.
He asked the question. He didn't say it was happening.
No.
That is a legit question.
No, you shut up, Meg, because your ass is next. You hear me?
What you gonna do?
I'm gonna call the FBI and tell them you're hoarding backs. I know you got three backs in that shirt right now. And that's
backs?
Bats. You heard what I said.
Oh, bats.
But you said bats. Like
that's what I said. I was like, bats. Look, and here go Zoom again. What language are you trying to speak, sir?
Right.
I really should have said something else. I was just caught on the spot.
That's what you get. That's what you get for trying to talk about me.
So she's original big back.
Oh, my God.
That's all right.
Every really? Time the hair picks up, Master couple, Lack. I get nervous. Like I can't.
That's how you chipped your tooth.
Mm-mm. It was a bottle.
Drinking, water out of a glass bottle.
He was trying to chew the copper wires at this new renovation next door. So, oh, they renovating? Let me test the wires.
He tried to bite through the fence at the stable. You know,
I think it going to the water like, oh, they got money here. This is all right.
Yeah.
Did you save the little chip tooth?
I don't know at what you know. You eat
it. He ate it.
He swallowed it. He swallowed it.
He said, "I ate it. I thought it was flavored."
Hungry.
I just emptied the contents of my mouth into a napkin. And I said it on stage. I was there, so I did not save it because
he was over here eating bones.
Mm-hmm. I was not eating bones.
I was like, "That's kind of hard," and it was his tooth. He swallowed it.
You better destroy it. That shit might grow it to here.
Yeah. I feel like I'm gonna set myself up to say this. You ever ate some food and like got some fat and you put it on the plate and you find yourself eating it again?
Oh my God. Like you put it off to the side.
Not on purpose. Like if you had like a steak or something, and you'd be like, ah, it's fat. And you eat your mashed potatoes, your green beans, and you'd be like, you actually put it like, God damn it, I ate it again.
No, are you nobody blind? Already chewed up food back on their plate, Dion.
Right.
No?
And not only that, are you eating with your eyes closed?
The you're taking blind right swipes?
I know I'm gonna set myself up. I know I'm gonna set myself up for this.
You gotta enjoy food so much.
It's all covered in
eggs with their eyes closed. Like, why don't you know that the fat is right there, Dion?
Because fat and mashed potatoes are the same color as your face, nigga. I'm telling
no,
you,
no, they're not.
Fat wait, steaks and mashed potatoes can be the same color.
Are your some steaks things seasoned? You don't have to say, Dion. Some things you could just take to the grave with
you. Are you what seasoning your steak?
I said steak fat?
Yes, it's like brownish.
Right, I have gravy on my mashed potatoes.
Well, hippopotamus is eat it raw, Pat. So if he's in the wild, if he's in the tundra or anything like that, he's just out there just eating wild gazelle. And it's a little different for him. So
how does your go ahead?
Nope. I feel like I was gonna stutter again.
You didn't go on a board admission.
I did.
I thought you felt the stutter brewing.
It was long as hell. I said, nope. I learned my lesson this episode. I kind of pace myself. I gotta think about what I'm gonna say first. Before, I gotta have foreplay with my thoughts first. I can't just shove it in there.
Well, what happened with you saying you accidentally eat the fat that no, you that's set to the side?
Yeah, I should have waited on that one too.
Yeah, why did you apply the technique?
I'm certain that I use mashed potatoes and gravy, which is brownish, right? And it's the same color of steak fat.
I haven't had gravy on mashed potatoes in a very long time. Where were you eating? Western Sizzlin'? Because I don't know.
Do you Boston look market. At your fork?
Golden Corral.
Do you look at your fork?
Fork.
What? I still don't get it.
Yeah, why do you like make it seem like
he's like the zombie. Ain't no fork.
Y'all are out of control. Y'all make it seem like I said something like I ate a piece of hair or something.
That's worse.
I know.
You literally, like, let's walk this out. Let's walk it out. Let's walk it out.
Please.
Sitting down, eating a plate of food. You're eating something. It's fat. You take out the fat. You've already chewed it. So there's steak and there's mashed potato and whatever you ate yesterday, because I know you didn't brush your teeth before you ate again. All up in the grill, right? Then you put it on the plate and you visibly eat it again.
Not immediately.
That's not what we have a problem with.
Not in me. It's not like I'm like, oh, I just forgot that quick. I'm talking about like now I shifted to the green beans. Now I'm talking to people. Yeah, the Boston, you know, Bruins going to take it all the time. And I'm talking, having a conversation. And I'm thinking I'm scooping in mashed potatoes. And I was like, that gone it.
This is why most people don't shovel food in their mouth, Dion. When you use a utensil, you get to see it. But when you hold the plate, you just like, then you don't yet. Do you have a better chance?
Dion, just say you made a happy plate and you were still hungry. Just that's all you had to say. Just say, hey, I was still hungry.
Hey, in the comment section, can anybody agree with me, please? Please.
No.
Please.
Here's why I'm worried. This is why I'm worried. If you're
worried, nigga.
If you have a piece that you're like, I'm not going to eat this. In fact, it's not even good for me to eat. Why put it in the line of fire? Like, why not just put it off to the side where you know
they have to be napkins. If you're
because his plate is so full, there's no extra space.
Now, why? Tahir might have eaten the goof, but at least he tried to spit it into the napkin.
I did try.
Why are y'all acting like this is poisonous? It's not hair. It's not like decon. That's
also,
this
not the problem we fat. Have with this.
Y'all like, wait. What is wrong with you eating fat, nigga? It's not poisonous.
It's that's not the. Not it's the not problem, the. It's dude. Not
I
the
can
fat.
Still eat it. I just don't prefer to eat
the
it.
Fat.
It's the fact it's you the don't know you. That you're eating it. It's the fact that y'all. You at some point you were like, I don't want to eat this, and you put it somewhere where I would assume you didn't want to eat. But then you accidentally ate it and was like, dag nabbit, I did it again.
Yep.
Darn.
Like, where was your? You didn't get a napkin. You could have just asked for a napkin. Where were you at?
The barn.
That's crazy. So nothing is safe on that plate. If that was like, oh, I'm good.
Oh, yeah, no. I was like, have y'all ever been eating and then you accidentally took a bite of the plate? Has that ever happened to anybody else?
Just you, yep. Tier.
You ever opened your eyes and the tablecloth was gone?
Says a nigga with a chipped tooth. This nigga right here. Says a nigga with a chipped tooth. You ever accidentally bit a bottle of drinking water?
You ever came to after dinner?
Yeah, you asked that question. We all listen. Nobody talked while you were asking that question. We listened and we just...
You be doing this to yourself, Dion.
I promise you, I want to have allies in the comment section. Watch.
And it's just going to be Dion going with his different email accounts commenting. Yeah, me too. Let me change to hiplack@gmail. Yeah, me three.
We're going to know it's him immediately. Like, and I don't think Dion is easy to draw either.
I think Dion is the most handsomest guy on that panel.
Thank you, Paul from Nebraska. I'm talking to myself the whole time.
So let's put it to a vote, man. What are we going with? Pee your pants in public once a week or poop yourself twice in private? I mean, poop yourself twice a week in private.
As peeing.
Pee.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go pee. I changed my mind.
Pee.
Definitely pee.
All right, it's unanimous with the pee. We're going to jump into this last topic right after this. Would you rather go on a date and not be able to see versus not be able to speak?
I think that's an easy one for me.
Wait, me not see and me not speak?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So you don't know where you are. You can't see, obviously, what the restaurant is, all that type of stuff. Or you can't speak.
I'd much rather be deaf and or mute and instead of blind. Because you can still communicate even if you're mute, but... Mm-hmm. If you're blind, you rely on other people to explain things to you, where you're at, what it looks like.
I fuck with that. I fuck with Meg being mute.
I think everybody fucks with that.
Shut up.
Is there I cosign?
Her husband did say that he fucks with it too.
Not the family involved.
Right.
It didn't specify if it was a first date or not. Does that matter?
Yes. Because you gotta get to know the person. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, yeah, that does matter. Because if you've been on a date several times and you've talked and you've seen them, then if this is like date four, then maybe I don't need to see.
What if, though, it's date number 10, you really like this person, you can't speak, and they're asking you like important questions like, hey, do you love me? Like, or they're professing your love to you
on the first date?
Damn, how fine is this person?
It's like date number 10 and they're professing your love for you because you can't choose the date, and then like you can't say I love you too.
You can't. Are we not allowed to write?
You can text her.
Right.
Yeah, you can.
It has to be someone you don't know, because then if you know what they look like, you could be blind. That's fine.
Right. It has to be first date.
Yeah, you can still text and, you know, write stuff down to them in communication.
Yeah, I would say still say not speak, because I want to know so much about them. When you don't talk during a date, people just give them verbal vomit. They'll just tell you a whole bunch of random shit. You'd be like, oh, yeah. I lost my
How are you on the first date? What type of questions do you ask on the first date?
Oh, she's probably fun. I feel like Courtney's fun.
I feel like you would bring coloring books to the date.
I want to bring elephant books? What?
I said, I feel like you would bring coloring books on a date.
Ooh, girl, he crossed over into horse language real quick. Oh, my gosh.
What? Shut up, man. First
date? No, I wouldn't bring coloring books, but we definitely smoke weed.
On the first date?
Yeah.
Why the weed? Do you want to see how they react, or?
Yeah.
What if he doesn't smoke weed? Would you like not talk to him? If he didn't smoke weed, would you still go on a date with him?
Oh, yes. Wow. That took a long run.
Openness that weed creates, right? I don't smoke a lot of it, but there's a lot of honesty that comes with weed sometimes. And I'd be like, all right, cool. Tell me about yourself. And they'd be like, I'm unemployed. I'd be like, all right, cool. Thanks. And then.
I feel like
No,
we's the
wait,
trusting
why
team.
does he have to be high to tell you that?
Because a
Well,
lot of
honestly,
people
get them to smoke heroin one time. You're going to get everything.
Is that an honesty drug?
Heroin.
I never thought of weed as like a interrogation
Right, I
thing.
feel like that's what people say for like alcohol. That's when they're like, oh, you want to loosen up.
Liquid courage.
A drunk speaks a sober mind.
It would be dope, Courtney, though. Like, you bring your weed, I bring my weed. We roll each other's blunts just to kind of see how you roll. It's like, okay, I see how you kind of crushed it up. That was nice of you. Mine's a little bit more fatter than yours, so I see like you kind of fugal.
And then after the blunt, you realize you hate each other. And that was the stupidest thing ever. Stupidest bonding moment. Oh, okay. You crush your
But
weed.
at
Okay.
least you know you're not gonna spend another 2 3 days trying to figure that out or like pretend. Like, at least you know.
This might sound like a dumb question.
It
Here we go
just
again. I
stop.
can't
Just
wait.
Here we
go. So for mute people who can't talk, can they laugh?
Yeah.
Like, can you audibly hear them laugh?
Some of
Yeah.
them.
That's
Like,
how I
yeah.
Okay.
No, some of them can't even do that. Some people, it just because different people have different, like,
The
mute
person I knew, that's
issues.
how they laugh. The mute person I
And
knew.
then it also, it hearing too. Some can hear, some cannot.
Well.
Just because you can't, just because you can't speak doesn't mean you can or can't hear.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know if it was like an actual, like a mute sound.
Well, were you asking because you were like, I could still get some jokes off?
I'm killing over here.
Nah, nigga, you dead.
She doesn't talk much, but got a hell of a sense of humor.
She gets me.
Meanwhile, she's like, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to get out of here. And just.
I feel like a blind per me being blind is better.
Why?
I can still talk. I can still talk to
Okay,
them.
okay. Gotcha.
And, I just had to use my imagination just to picture if the person is attractive or
What if
to
you like everything about her and then, like, date three, your eyesight comes back and she's
look like you.
not.
Looks like me. This whole
She had the same glasses and she's you without a beard.
same fit too. Same exact fit.
When? Where
Same
have you
shape, y'all both
been?
hippie.
It's somebody, it's one of my homeboys like, she ate that fat off the steak. Oh, you didn't see it. I'm like,
Neither of y'all did.
what a monster!
Yeah,
You
I'd be like,
didn't
this is
see
my dream girl. She re-ate my fat.
You
Oh
got
my
to act cool.
gosh.
You
That's
got
crazy.
to.
Very possible,
The
though.
nerve. What if a girl did look exactly like you and then you got the nerve to call her ugly?
I don't think it's shallow to say I want to see on my first date. I think I'm gonna be quiet, just looking at him the whole time.
Exactly. And sign
Listen the draws
language, writing
off.
stuff down, texting it.
All right. Because dudes be talking themselves out of the coochie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I listen my way right in. Just like.
But I agree.
Not with that hat though, Pat. You wear that hat on the first date, it's over, my boy.
Where's the date though? You know what I'm
Ooh.
saying? Where's the date? This could be cool in some context, most not, but
It's like one out of 100,000 that place that hat would be cool at.
I don't know. City walk?
You get it
Is
now.
your locks in the loop of that right there?
It is. It's like a all your
Wow.
day, mate.
Yeah.
It gives it some sturdiness. It's like a mannequin head up there.
You don't even be trying to do your ponytails. You just be like, whatever.
It wasn't gonna be pristine under this. It's been smashed
It's
down for
not
an
even
hour.
pristine out of it. You usually don't have that on your head, and it still look like that.
It would be a little bigger
Can
if
you
this
put it
wasn't
in a
on it.
bun next time, like twist it around like this? I would like to see
No.
you
He
try.
said it is.
I want to see you
No.
try with your
It's
hair,
the best
Pat.
it can do right here.
Or what,
Why
Pat? Could
do
you
that?
just cut a little hole at the top and just let the locks like come out at the top?
Yeah, like,
Yeah,
oh yeah, like
lock the
Cam
top of the
Newton
winter hat.
style.
First of all, that's ridiculous. Okay. Second of all, really? It's a wizard hat, so it has to come to a point, which means one dreadlock would come out of it at the tip, which is horrifying.
Which is, you know, you're not above it.
Ooh, forward wizard hat hasn't been done yet. All right, let's get it.
Wow.
All right, let's put it to a vote, man. What y'all going with?
I hope Tahir goes with not speaking because he's been struggling.
Me you too. Agreed.
That'd probably be a good date for both of y'all.
Fuck everybody. Everybody got in on that little joke. Fuck you the most, Courtney. Dion, what you going with?
Blind. Me being blind.
I'll be mute.
Awesome niggas.
You're blessing that person, Meg. You're doing the Lord's work.
I am. I always do.
Courtney, what you going with?
Definitely mute. Mute? Either talk yourself in or out of the pussy.
She said,
Pat, what you going with?
I'm mute.
I'm doing mute too. I would much rather see than talk, so I'm going mute too. All right, well, unanimous on, well, not unanimous, because Dion, you went with
trash. Woo! I was this close to calling you talented. This close. Woo! I said you tat. Ah.
Well, looks like the seeing on that one still has it. I want to thank our special guests for coming through. Courtney Haynes coming through, as well as Hipmaster Lack, OG Squad, Meg Scoop, Patrick Cloud. Out to hear more. Did you go to Grambling?
My daughter, she just went back to school this week. Let's give her a shout out. Give her a shout out. Shout out to my daughter.
No, Deion just be gambling. He be gambling.
How do you feel about that?
She's a junior in college, man. Crazy. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's wild.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for watching another episode of Squadcast Versus. We'll see you next week. Peace.